Please introduce yourself. Tell us the office you are running for. And since all positions are nonpartisan, please do not state your political party.
My name is Doug Brunson.
I'm running for sheriff for Lyon County.
You can tilt that up a little bit if you want. Not that much, but.
Can you say your name again?
My name is Douglas Brunson, and I'm running for sheriff for Lyon County.
Okay, we're gonna
fix that. You're gonna need to leave before you're done.
I told you one of them was taller than me.
All right.
I'm like grease lightning. When I do you live in Lyon County, and if so, for how long?
Yes, I live in Lyon County, and I've been
here. Now it's turned off. It's the little button on top. That's it.
Can you hear me?
There you go.
There we go. All right, my name is Douglas Brunson. I've lived in Lyon County since 1990. I have lived in Dayton for a while, and I lived in Yarrington for a little while. Now I'm living in Silver Spring since 2002, and that is my home, and that's probably where I'll plan on staying forever.
Okay, that's the next two questions answered. A submitted question for all candidates was, are you registered to vote in Lyon County?
Yes, I am registered to vote in Lyon County.
Have you ever lived in, served, as part of your official capacity in the town or the city of Fernley?
No, I have not.
If you've ever worked for, or if you're currently working for the Lyon County Sheriff, what was your grade? How long have you, or how long did you work for Lyon County, and in which capacities?
Okay, I started working for Lyon County Sheriff's Office in 1990. I started as a reserve deputy, was there for about a year as a reserve, took a full-time position in the jail. And from there, I pretty much stayed in jail for quite a while. I went to the rank of corporal in the jail, then I went to the rank of sergeant, then I went to patrol for a while. And then in 2005, which was roughly somewhere, give or take there, I was promoted to lieutenant, and that's where I finished my career, and I did retire in June 30th of 2016. So I am a former employee.
If you have any other law enforcement experience, how much and where did you serve?
2 years with the Nevada Department of Prisons in 1990 and 1992. In Carson City.
Now, many may or may not know that because of Fernley's agreement with Lyon County, our Lyon County Sheriff also serves as the Chief of Police for the City of Fernley. Therefore, this evening, we would also like you to think of yourself not just as Sheriff, but also as the Chief of Police. So, what are the responsibilities of the Chief of Police for the City of Fernley?
I believe the Chief of Police should be overlooking the budget. It would probably be a big concern, maintaining staffing for the county or the City of Fernley. Attending all these city meetings, town meetings, or council meetings, paying attention to what's going on, and definitely putting the resources that Fernley needs to handle the problems in the right places in Fernley. Because Fernley is big, and there is a lot of problems that need to be dealt with, and need to add adequate staffing. And one of the things I would like to see is a substation open all the time. And one of my platforms I'm trying to run on is community involvement, which getting volunteers, and I know there's a lot of retired law enforcement out there, a lot of other people that would be more than happy to spend a day or two at a substation. You know, screen the people, get them IDs, allow them access, so they go in there and commit to 1 or 2 days a week, help the community, give back to the community. And that's one thing I'm really pushing for, is the retired law enforcement and other volunteers. And years ago, Sid Smith started a program called the Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. I don't know if any of you were around for that back in late 1990s and early 2000s. I taught quite a bit of that class. And Ken Barnes was the undersheriff at that time. And one of the things we did, we put people through the 6-week course, got them certified and allowed them access to ride around with guys, work in the jail, help out the substations, and so on and so on. And I think that's very important, and it's one of the things I'm really pushing for, especially with Fernley, because that is a big town, and that's where we need the resources.
In as many words as you want, why did you decide to run for this position?
Well, I retired. My career was got kind of hyped ladder there, and the sheriff's office was going in a direction that I didn't really want to go that way. We used to run a jail. I don't know if you guys remember the old system as days were, you know, the toughest jail in Lyon County, the black and white stripes. The inmate workers, I started the inmate workers in 1997. I used to personally take them out to the fairgrounds and the 4th of July, if any of you guys remember that. It was me and my workers with the black and white stripes. We did that for quite a while, and I wanted to get back to that. And some of the jail stuff that we did, I mean, the programs we have now are good. The counseling, I mean, they're great. They're needed, absolutely. But also regiment and accountability inside the jail makes a safer jail. When I was running the jail for many years, we went years without a fight, without a suicide, without any major problems. And some of the problems in the jail now with lack of staffing and the big size of that jail, it needs to be properly staffed and manned with the right attitude. That's what I think.
What will be your very first priority after you are elected and sworn in?
changing the command structure. The command structure used to be a sheriff, an undersheriff, and two captains. They were Idaho employees. Now, currently, they have a sheriff, a director, a patrol captain, a jail captain, a special assignment captain, and a dispatch captain. So we've gone from four to six. If I were to get elected, one of the things I would do is I'd personally take back the jail with a lieutenant and some sergeants. But the jail would be mine, and that would leave free up probably two or three more deputy positions we could put either in the jail or patrol or wherever they're needed at. But I would, like I said, eliminate back to the four, probably three, because I would take over the jail. So that would be my first assignment, and then we start looking at staff retention and some other issues.
As you see then, what are the pros and cons and the cost of Fernley developing its own police force? What duties will the county sheriff still maintain by statute?
If they have their own police department, there's still some issues that we have to do. Coroner calls, we have to do the coroner calls. We have to serve the civil papers. That's mandated by statute that we have to do. Certain papers and district court, but there's no district court up here. I know we have to do that. Well, riots, and I'm pretty much sure that's about it.
Yeah. What are the pros and cons of cost?
The cost? I'm not really sure the cost of the city but riots. I have no idea because I've never actually participated in the city budgets up here, so I don't want to interfere in good numbers that I don't know. So I'm not really sure about the cost up here.
Okay. In the 4 minutes that you have left, starting with why are you the best candidate for the job? Define the rest of your goals.
Okay, well, some of the things I've been saying to people is bring experience back to the sheriff's office. I worked for the sheriff's office. Like I said I worked my way up through the ranks. Got a Cat 1 certificate, intermediate and an advanced certificate. I was part of the hostage negotiation team. I basically started that team. I worked with the inmates as far as the work crews go. And I sat with the last couple of sheriffs. I sat with all the budget meetings for the planning for the new jail, meetings after meetings. The mental health programs back then were still just taking off. Luckily now there is funding for it, but back then there wasn't any funding for it. So myself and several other of the old guys, we sat through meetings and trying to get these things developed and on and on. And now they're taking off with the funding that's now available. And I know in the past 5 or 6 years, you see the commercials on TV about the mental health problems. And it is a problem. And now it's being addressed, which back then it wasn't being addressed. So I'd like to take that back over. I've participated in those meetings, budget meetings, commissioner meetings, town hall meetings, and I was assigned to a lot of meetings in mental health in Reno. So I spent a lot of time, you know, behind the scenes for making things happen that are happening now today, and I'm outside of it looking in, which I'd really like to be back in handling these things that I helped develop over the years.
Your goals?
Oh, my goals? Some of the goals, like I said, would like to pursue accomplishments and get the community involved. We'll do programs, the jail back on track, get the patrol divisions back to where they need to be, the staffing properly, especially in Fernley and Dayton, that's where a lot of problems are. And just keep staff retention and keep things going, and hopefully things go good, and get community involvement, and be there and be available to the people. And that's what we're here for.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you very much.
Thank you.